But it's
we've got another 10 or 12 minutes at least of action to play in this one. That is if it finishes after 60 minutes. Of course, in the last game in Carrigallon, we were there a bit longer. We went extra time. And the substitutions for the Carrigallons are
Aoife O'Rourke came right back to get that free.
Right,
and
yeah.
She gained a few yards to kick it on, but you have to give the advantage to the foul player, to be fair.
So Lara Finnegan goes crossfield with that one to Caoimhe Moran. And Moran being...
Looks like we have a substitute on here. We have a substitute in. Sinead Mooney is in for Tuala Strand. And I'm not sure, is it...
trying to look down and see...
Who has gone off here for Tuala Strand?
It's Catherine Maron who's gone off.
Catherine Maron has gone off, yeah.
It's Tuala Strand's second change of the day. Sinead Mooney comes in for Catherine Maron.
A lot of steps there.
Sean Cortoon with the chance of a score here. It's getting quite foggy here now in Tuala Strand. I don't know who's burning what, but... So the chance of a score here for Sean Cortoon. Caoimhe Moran with the shot goes into the arms of Aaron Deehan.
I wasn't as cool here watching that ball coming in. But I don't have the hands that Aaron Deehan has.
So Katie Walsh.
No, Katie Walsh has Kira in front of her.
Yeah, gets
no
the ball
relation,
up.
Just loads of Walshes.
Kira Walsh
Kira
for possession.
Gets the ball around, puts it into Nicky.
Nicola Brennan off the shoulder here. Sarah Cunny. Could be
cuts
up for a score here. Does very well to cut inside the challenge. Can Sarah get this one over the bar?
That's a score and a half.
The score of the game so far
is
Sarah Cunny.
Super work. Straight from Aaron Deehan's hands back in the goal line. Sarah took the ball off her and continued to run the whole way up. Ball went to Katie, to Kira, to Nikki, and then back to Sarah. And what a score.
Tuala Strand into a 4-point lead now. As Tuala Strand a goal and 10, Tuam Cortoon a goal and 6. You're very welcome to today's coverage of this game.
Need
whether you're listening on Ocean FM or live on the Tuala Strand GAA Facebook page. Ryan Bailey here alongside Fintan Kennedy for this one. So 4 points up. Jacqueline Kennedy is here as well, and we've got Marie normally is down here somewhere. She's mad to get on the camera as well, but we'll resume with the play anyways.
Tuam are playing down the field here, playing down from the road end. Tuala Strand are playing into the road goals. Cora Gilligan makes a run back there now. She's Kate Geraghty doing what she does for Galway so well. Covered well there by Orla Fleming. Sinead
inside
Mooney has it all to do in here.
Ava Smith here, the number 17 for Tuam Cortoon, gets the shot off. And that one is it going to sneak inside the left-hand post?
That's a great score.
It almost seems like an eternity between that ball going over the bar and the umpire going for the flag. You don't know, is he going to spread the hands or go for the flag?
He
but
was
it's the
teasing us all there. But like on a really sticky pitch, she did so well there to keep her feet and not alone keep her feet but steady up enough to get the score. It's great kick out again. Sarah Cunny gets that from Aaron Deehan. Sinead Mooney gets her first proper touch, really lays it off to Cora Gilligan, and Cora's going to run at them now, and this is where Tuala Strand can really make profit on.
So Tara Walsh in possession for Tuala Strand gets this one up just outside the D there. She has Nicola Brennan here in support. Kira
Walsh to the far side.
Yeah, great option there on the left hand side if they can get it to her. Shauna Henry is in possession now. It's about holding the ball and making sure they get the right pass off here toward the strand. And Katie Walsh does well to hold off the defensive challenge there of Mary Flaherty. And Katie Walsh hits that one in. And that's Molly Kennedy who's there at the back post. Does well to keep that one from going out of play. But it's the left corner back, Shauna Finnegan of Tuam Cortoon, gets it out. Yeah, advantage there for sure. Kate Geraghty is in possession. Kate Geraghty goes forward to Laura O'Dea. Laura O'Dea off the shoulder there to Aoife O'Rourke. It's a 3-point game here toward the strand.
Sarah Cunny.
3-point game here in Tuala Strand, 110-107.
Bit harsh there, but Mel Kenny has been very fair through the game. The Tuam Cortoon player just got to the ball there before Molly Kennedy. The ball is kicked into the point scorer there.
So that's Ava Smith coming forward for Tuam Cortoon. Looks inside there, and Ashley Negan breaks that one well, but it only goes back to Ava Smith again. Being tackled here by Anna Corkin. This ball played outside, aiming for Aoife O'Rourke, but it's Amy Kennedy who makes the interception, and Orla Fleming with the outside of the right boot ball forward. A great pass to Corey Gilligan. Being tackled here by Lara Finnegan. Gets it forward to Kira Walsh and to Lauren Normally now.
Continuing to run. Lauren just keeps possession now.
She needs support. Lauren does and gets it in the form of Shauna Henry.
She's done that all day today. And out wide is Molly Kennedy if she sees her.
In an acre of space.
Keeping it wide. That's where, if we can stretch Tuam Cortoon, that's where Tuala Strand can really make it.
So Tara Walsh here in possession, gets the pass from Molly Kennedy, gets this one off the shoulder to her midfield partner, Sarah Cunny. Like a hot knife through butter, as Sarah Cunny go through the tackle there at the Tuam Cortoon defence.
Pops it out to Molly Kennedy, out to Katie. And Shauna Henry is making a move. If Cora could spread it a bit wide here.
Shauna Henry.
Orla Fleming is with her. Kira Walsh is out wing. Kira Walsh is out in the wing. She sees her.
Tuala Strand had to be careful here because it's a 2-on-2 inside the Tuala Strand half of the field if they do get turned over.
To just get Anna Corcoran to drop back a bit.
Corey Gilligan.
Because there's just two inside, two in the full back line. There's no need of them all pushing forward like that.
Corey Gilligan does very well to hold on to possession.
Super
there.
Work
you
there
just
to
make
win
it
a free.
Out there on our coverage of this one.
It's give them a chance. There's no need of anything going forward there. They can come on to that break. Shauna Henry will cover that. Nicky Brennan is covering out here.
So Katie Walsh hits this one right footed. Oh, is that just going to creep inside?
To the left and wide.
Just to the left and wide. He has hit, oh, we're looking at 5 points from
freeze.
5 points
from freeze, yeah. She's had 5 points from freeze, and she had one other free, and that's it. Been super accurate, and it's so important. Has been a huge importance as Sarah Cunney battles again. How hard has she battled?
And she's lost out, unfortunately.
Great work there, Aoife. Aoife O'Rourke put that ball under her oxter and thought she could run the length of the field without soloing. And it was great play by Tour de Stran.
Yeah, and Anna Corcoran there instrumental in that challenge. And Anna Corcoran's back in possession for Tour de Stran. Out to her right-hand side is Shauna Henry. There's a pass on to Amy Kennedy. The ball is with Amy now, and she's driving into that 45-metre line. Hops it again, though. Is she going to get possession?
She went through there. Tara Walsh picks it up well.
No, it's Lara Finnegan in possession now. And Tune Cortoon have a few bodies here on the overlap if they can get the ball forward. It's Aoife O'Rourke who comes forward with possession. Covered just about every blade of grass here in Tour de France today as Aoife O'Rourke.
Certainly has. Great work from Shauna Henry to slow her up there. Put her out onto her left. Put that ball out.
Force the ball down the line, yeah.
Down the line. As.
But it's Ava Smith who's out in front here and in possession for Tune Cortoon. She goes forward. Looks to get the pass off to Kate Geraghty, but she picks it up again. Ava Smith does and gives it outside.
Lara Finnegan is making a move out here to the side. Rachel Connolly.
Cuiva Moore looking to burst through the Tour de Strand back line here. Shauna Henry gets a hand on that one to get it outside, and it's Aisling Higgins who has it. Slips through the hands of Aisling Higgins outside to Clodagh Lyons. Lyons goes to ground and she's been fouled. Claims the referee, and it's going to be a free in for Chilcourt.
Just need to get
here.
Back on the line, need to get organised now. Just don't need a goal here now. It's a 3-point game, 110-17.
Yeah, so if you just join us.
I'm not sure what sort of time has gone in the. What have we recorded here? I'm not
we'll
sure.
We'll say we're in the last 10, anyways. It's if you're just joining us on the live stream here.
I hope we're in the last minute, but I'd say you're more right than me.
If you're just joining us on the live stream here on Tour de Strand GA Facebook or on Ocean FM, whether it be online or on FM, it's Tour de Strand 110. 110 to Tune Cortoon's a goal in 7. 58 minutes gone, we're being told here as that free comes in from Aoife O'Rourke.
That's harsh.
Goes to the right of the post now. Possession from this kick out is vital, and Aaron Deehan takes her time in getting the ball there. Tour de Strand, 3 years removed from winning a Connacht junior title.
As you
are
said,
they heading for an intermediate championship final?
For Aoife O'Rourke, she had covered every blade of grass on the pitch in Tour de Strand, and I'd say just that, you know, the fatigue of covering that heavy pitch like that has had the chance, and it's.
There's a two-player down there, going to give a hop. Yeah, Aisling Higgins and Amy Kennedy going for that one. So there's going to be a hot ball here. About 45 yards out from the Tour de Strand
Amy
goal.
Amy Kennedy that'll go in for that. I don't know why.
I think Aisling Higgins has gone in. There's going to be a substitution here. Tune Cortoon making a sub. We'll make out who that is going to be in just a minute. So we're seeing.
So it's the wing forward. Or the wing back that's coming off here, is it? Or
no, it's Fiona O'Rourke, the captain, who's making way.
And no, it's not. It's
is it? No, it's not.
It's not. It looks like it's number 25, Jenny Reedy. Yeah. So that's Radox's daughter that's on, but I don't know who came off. No sub off. There's no sub off yet. They're still playing with 16 players.
So Tune Cortoon has 16 players
trying
on the
to
field. Very interesting.
They're playing
here.
With 16. They're playing with 16 and the ref doesn't see this, but Corey Gilligan isn't bothered about them playing with 16.
That doesn't fit. And he's these Tour de Strand girls. Sarah Cunning goes for. She's fouled by Cuiva
Moore.
So
he's eventually seen it there now. So she's only just gone off now.
That was played with Aisling 16. Higgins. Yeah, Aisling Higgins who's come off.
It's a free to Tour de Strand anyway, so it's a free in for Tour de Strand.
Very busy last few minutes here in Tour de Strand in this one. It's Tour de Strand a goal in 10. Tune Cortoon a goal in 7. Nicola Brennan with possession 65 yards out from the Tune Cortoon goal. Katie Walsh, should I say, is looking for this one in.
Super ball
long.
In.
It's a great ball in. Katie can bag it. She just breaks
just
it.
Take her time with it now and keep possession.
Outside to Nicola Brennan.
Just be patient with it and work the pitch.
Cora Gilligan with possession now for Tour de Strand. Sidesteps the goes challenge through. Of Aoife O'Rourke. And Cora, could she be on for a shot here? Cora Gilligan gets it outside to Katie Walsh. Hops through there, Katie, with the shot. And that one is dropped in around the house. Molly Kennedy is there.
Just drop the referee, goalkeeper, yeah. Niamh Noone. Just, you know, goalkeepers will get the benefit of the doubt in those there. The ball dropped, just dropped short.
Yeah, so the shot came in there from Katie Walsh. Just dropped short. Niamh Noone broke it down. Molly Kennedy was in there, but just seemed to have pushed the referee, the goalkeeper, on that occasion. Referee gives a free out. Tuam Courtoon. They might only have one chance left. Sarah Cunney is in possession for Tour de Strand. Does well to overturn.
Shauna Henry is available yet again.
Shauna Henry is there. There's a pass on crossfield to Amy Kennedy if they can find her. And Shauna Henry does that. So gives it across to Amy Kennedy.
She doesn't hop the ball now. That's all we want.
She hops it. She must have heard you. She's only teasing you, Fintan. That's all she's doing. Gets this one across the field to Nicola Brennan. Anna Corcoran is there in support.
Orla Fleming is wide here.
Nicola Brennan.
We need to get Katie to get on this ball as well.
Neil Egan shouting to play this one into the corner. Sarah Cunney is in possession now. She goes to the shot. Sarah, that one's curling in around the house. I think that had a touch on it.
Is he giving a 45? Yeah, yeah. We have a 45.
So it's going to be a 45 here for Tour de Strand. Who takes it, how they take it is going to be interesting here now.
That'll be interesting to see now. It's coming to Shauna Henry to take it. She'll have a couple options.
So this looks like it could be it. If you're just joining us, we are looking at about 4 or 5 minutes left. We were told a couple of minutes ago there were 58 minutes on the clock. Ooh. But there could be 4 or 5 minutes left.
Oh,
we're
that's going to be in bother for in that. Trouble. That is a yellow card, and it was a completely accidental, but it was a complete yellow card. That is by the rules. She'll probably be going, unfortunately, for the remainder of the game.
So just to describe it to you, if you're listening on Ocean FM here, Lara Finnegan just caught Anna Corcoran around the neck there with that challenge, she's been given a yellow card. That's an instrumental player to be gone for Tuam Courtoon, and unfortunate because she's been very good today, Lara Finnegan.
She did. And like what happened there was Tour de Strand had a 45 and Tara Walsh took it and she played the ball back and Anna Corcoran and Shauna Henry were behind Tara, and Lara Finnegan was trying to cover the two of them. Tara played the ball back to Shauna or to Anna, and as Anna picked it and was just coming up, Lara went to tackle her and just happened to catch her around the neck, and unfortunately it's a yellow card.
Shauna Henry in possession for Tour de Strand gives this one to Amy Kennedy. Amy looking for support there. She's burst through the middle. There could be a chance of a score here for Amy Kennedy. This one has come in. It's gone to the right and wide. Unfortunate there for Amy Kennedy, because it was a good move but just didn't get the right execution at the end. Nevertheless, Tour de Strand still in a 3-point lead as Tuam Courtoon go along with the kick out. It's Kate Geraghty who bags this one very well. Aoife O'Rourke is in possession. They're roaring here. You can see in front of us Liam Gaughan, Eamon Durkin and Neil Egan, the Tour de Strand management, urging all their players to get back.
From Sarah Cunney.
Great tackle put in there by Sarah Cunney, and there's plenty of Tour de Strand bodies in and around the Tuam Courtoon players there as that tackle comes in. I think the tackle came in there on the right cornerback, Eamon Roach.
She's a tigerish defender coming out, bursting out with the ball. Just Tour de Strand. If Lauren Normanly left up, so if Tour de Strand can see, though they're after, Laura O'Dea is after going back there now. Orla Fleming, a player.
Out in front, brilliant from Orla Fleming.
Good work from Orla Fleming there. Lauren Normanly is free inside.
Yeah, Katie Walsh.
Katie Walsh is holding it up. She needs, Orla can't, she can't she ask Orla to here, go Katie. And help her because she put all her energy into getting that last ball.
See, this is the beauty about it here for Tour de Strand, Fintan. Katie will draw 3 or 4 defenders towards her when she has possession like that.
Should be a free. That's great work from Cora Gilligan. Super work to hold on to that ball. It's 110 to 17. We're in injury time. Tuam Courtoon are down to 14. Just where for that free, they had a free around the middle of the field. Hit it forward. And from behind our player, Orla Fleming, who has had a Trojan game.
Wow. And they... LGFA Intermediate Championship Final, 3 years removed from getting to an All-Ireland Junior Club Final. They've gone up a grade and they've been made their way back into the Connacht Final on a scoreline of 1-10 to 1-7. Fintan, a great occasion for Tuam Strand.
What a performance. Just like everyone dug that out from everywhere. The whole lot of the players, they did so much. You know, every single one of them fought so hard. From Aaron Deehan, got the ball. You know, how many balls did Aaron take out of the full back line there? Same with Orla Fleming getting that last ball there. Aisling Egan making interceptions, you know, when it was really, really needed. The whole way through, you look at back Anna Corcoran drove forward against her schoolmates or whatever. We had centre back Shauna Walsh, was she was there the whole time, or she was playing up cornerback. showed for the ball the whole time. Then, you know, Catherine Marne intercepted, moved around on so many different players. Amy Kennedy got forward, had a chance there for the score. Tara and Sarah in the middle of the field, tirelessly working. Cora Gilligan drew so many frees. Laura Normley with her 2 points. Nicola Brennan with a point. And Molly Kennedy got in there, was unlucky towards the end not to get a goal when the ball dropped. Katie Walsh with 5 frees. And then you had Kira Brennan, who fought like hell, and Kira Walsh came on for her great performance. And that's it. It's a full squad performance. Sinead Mooney came back from Scotland this week again and, you know, put in that performance. There's other girls there on the line. There's a full panel of, you know, what is there, 30 girls. We've had 42 girls tag for adult football for Tuala Strand this year, and they're an absolute pleasure to watch, and they're a credit to their families and to the community, and we're so proud of them here.
And just the occasion itself, Vinton, like, to have a home draw for a Connacht semi-final. As we said it before on the commentary, the 20th of November 1994 was the last home game the Tuala Strand had in Connacht Championship, against Tuam opposition on that day as well. And today, luckily, to come out victorious in this one, it's a nice way to win a Connacht semi-final like that on home ground as well.
Absolutely. We came out second best. That year we had beaten Roscommon Gael, so we had the benefit of winning, but we felt the loss as well here when we lost to Roscommon Gael, or lost to Tuam Stars. But the Tuala Strand team, the way they hunted in packs, the discipline defended, like, had they 2 scorable frees in the whole game? I'd say that was all they got, you know, and kept them to 1-7. And a fantastic team like Tuam. Like, you look at that team, there was the Tuala Strand team with 7 under 17 girls playing there. But not just that, there's all the older girls. They blended in so well. You know, and older girls, like, I mean, 19-year-olds, you know. And then you have the girls in the 20-plus of Katie and Nikki. But it's, you know, it's a super occasion. And see Lauren normally coming over here to her mother, Marie, and, like, you can't help but thinking how proud Tom, who played in 1994, would be if he was here. Tom trained, like, those 7 girls, Tom has trained all of those. But he'd be so proud to see, you know, and there's so many people that have been involved in ladies football in Tuala Strand down through the years, to see what has what those girls have put out. And back to another Connacht final, like, what an occasion.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps it up from us today here in Tuala Strand. Our thanks to everyone who has joined us on the live stream, as well as on oceanfm.ie and on air on Ocean FM as well. It finishes Tuala Strand 1-10, Tuam Courtoun 1-7. Our commiserations to Tuam Courtoun on this occasion here in Tuala Strand. My thanks to Fintan Kennedy for joining me on commentary today, and we'll see you in the Connacht final.